have reached Dwight Beach Confession.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me, that's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon, green, soft bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck you. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't
fuck
call
you.
Me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck
again.
You. Asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
My don't God. Ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Can you eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? Is that Cedric?
Yeah.
Hey, Cedric. I just got home from work, and I spoke to my girl, and apparently you guys had a little tiff back and forth. Online who? Earlier when she was trying to get a shirt from you.
Who is this?
My name is Dwight, and like you were giving her a bunch of business about her not knowing what pre-shrunk mean.
Okay.
And you really hurt her feelings. Like I came home, she had mascara running down her face. The whole house was still a mess. She didn't get a chance to clean anything, all because you decided to play word games with her.
Really? Well, unfortunately, I wasn't playing no word games with her.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, she took offense and she, like, actually pissed herself off. So, I mean, what do you want me to do? I just put an emoji there and she just went off.
What's an emoji?
Emoji. Like a little picture face.
Oh, like a little smiley face?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened? Because she was trying to get that shirt. She had her heart set on that shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm quite sure she showed you the messages, did she?
Well, she said that she deleted them. She gave me a rundown, and I really don't appreciate you saying, like, you give her a discount if she would model the shirt for you either. Like, I mean, my girl's attractive.
I've never said anything like that to her.
Okay, Well, I like I said, she deleted deleted the messages, but she told me that you said
I can forward them to you. Listen, I can forward it to you. Would you like that?
Yeah, if you could, because she said that you were trying to see her quote unquote milk bubbles in the shirt.
What?
Yeah, she said you said this. And then you she said you also said she has nice holes.
All right, go play on somebody else's phone.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, motherfucker. Listen. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I was trying to reach Alan.
It's him.
Hey, this is Dwight calling from over here at UTech Door Unlocks.
Yeah?
And we understand you've been trying to reach us for some support, so we were just reaching out to you. We tried to have our India division call you the other day. Did they get a hold of you?
Nope.
Okay, I guess. Well, the American division it is. What can I help you with? I understand you were having a malfunction with your UTech door lock.
Yeah, it just stopped working, so I disconnected it and then tried to reconnect it, and it won't do anything.
Okay, and how did you connect it?
What do you mean?
Well, what process did you go through? I'm just trying to understand.
Well, it was... I had it set up with on my phone,
uh-huh.
And it was, you know, every time I walked up to the house, it wasn't automatically connecting anymore or any of that stuff. So,
okay,
you know, I was like,
it wouldn't activate. No.
No, it wouldn't activate. So, and the light was green, and it would blink every once in a while. Like it would like slowly blink.
Okay.
And so I went and tried to, you know, disconnect. I disconnected from the app.
Right.
And then I went to reconnect it and to search for it, and it didn't see it.
Okay.
And
do you know where you purchased the door from?
What's that?
Do you know where you purchased the door from?
What, you mean the door lock?
No, the door itself.
What? No, the door itself.
Because from what you've been describing to me, and I've run to this in the past. I've been here for almost 9.5 years. It sounds like we have a compatibility issue with the lock, the U-lock in the door. It sounds like your door may be defective.
How is a door defective?
Sometimes they get these doors out of Brazil. They use substandard wood from the rainforest down there, and it's not compatible with our locks.
It's a steel door. The lock. It's not the lock that's the problem. It's the bridge.
You put it on a bridge.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm not understanding.
The bridge is not reconnecting.
Okay. And
the lock works fine. It's the bridge that stopped working.
The bridge. Okay. And you didn't disconnect this yourself. You're saying it just stopped.
But no, it wouldn't do anything on its own. Like I would show up to the house and it wouldn't unlock itself.
Okay. Okay. So it's a proximity issue. It's not detecting that you're nearby and unlocking.
No, the bridge is no longer functioning like it should.
Okay.
And so
have you tried your internet provider?
The bridge will not reset.
Okay.
No matter how long I put my finger on the little wireless icon,
okay,
it will not reset.
Okay. And how long has this been happening? Has it been a consistent issue, or is it ongoing? Is it intermittent?
Okay. It won't reset. I don't. It just won't reset.
Did you turn it off? Did you turn it off and back on again?
I unplugged it.
Okay.
And left it unplugged for like 24 hours. It still won't reset.
Yeah, but there's a battery in there.
I left it unplugged for 24 hours.
Okay.
I don't know how long it takes to for that battery to go dead.
Okay. Do you use American outlets or European outlets?
American outlets.
American outlets. What voltage?
110.
110. All right. That's really weird that you would have that living over in Europe, that they would have the American
outlets.
I'm not
in Europe.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay. Hang on. I gotta type this again. You're not in Europe. I made a mistake. Hang on. All right. Let me do this. Okay. All right. And did you get the extended warranty?
No.
No extended warranty. Okay, no extended warranty. I fail to see how this is our problem anymore.
All right, just hang up. I don't need to talk to you.
Don't tell me how to do my job, okay, guy? All right, buddy? I'm just trying to help you. Apparently, you're too incompetent to run on
Fuck
locks.
Off.
Hey, you're incompetent. Hello, sir.
What?
Do you want to apologize for your crass words?
Do you want to apologize? Don't tell me. You're insulting me. You're being passive aggressive.
I'm sorry. It's my job. It's my job. It's just my job. It's really weighing on me.
Okay, it's your job. It's your job. It's your job. It's your job to insult customers.
No, it's not. And I apologize. It's my production numbers are down, and my manager is really getting on me about it. And
that's not my fault. Maybe it's your attitude.
I agree. No, you're 100% right, and I apologize.
And then you come back and you want me to apologize for you being arrogant and talking down to me like I'm a piece of crap.
I didn't mean to make you feel like that, if that's any help.
But you did, and you're still doing it.
No. I'm sorry. I'm 100% yeah. sorry. Would you take a survey for me, though?
Do you want me to do a survey for you?
I don't want to right now because you seem angry, but it's required. That's why I called back.
Right now, your whole company I don't like. It took me weeks to get a hold of a person.
Yeah.
Nobody ever replied to an email. You lost my ticket. And then when I finally did get a hold of somebody, they just told me I don't know what to do. Then they said, oh, we'll put in a new ticket for you. You finally called. You talked down to me. You didn't even know where I was at. You thought I was somewhere else, not even in the United States.
I should have really looked into that a little better before making. I mean, we did a whole line of questioning that I wasn't even necessary.
Yeah, you're reading off a computer screen, checking off boxes. That's all you're doing.
Well, it's a program. I do basically. It's a choose your own adventure type thing.
So don't
click
tell
there,
me that you've
there.
Got expertise in anything other than checking off boxes.
Well, how likely on a scale of 1 to 10 would you to recommend UTEC door locks to a friend or family member?
Zero. Never again.
What's 1 to 10?
Because customer service is the worst I've ever dealt with. Okay. When it comes to something that needs to be done immediately.
Right.
When you're dealing with entry into a house, you need it done within 24 hours.
All right. So that's
you don't need to sit there and spend days, weeks trying to get a hold of somebody saying, how do I get back into my house?
Well, was this a front door, a back door, or a garage?
It's the front door.
Okay. Well, we sell garage openers as well. That's why I was wondering. And did the backup, because we do have the backup in case when things like this happen, where you know you could bypass it and get in. Were you able to get in?
Yeah, but guess what? I cannot remotely open my door for anybody who needs to get into my house.
Okay.
Take care of my belongings. Take care of my animals. So okay. Guess what? Well, when I work on the road, it does me no good.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Let me try something remotely here. I'm gonna unlock your door right now. Go see if it works here real quick. I'm gonna try some diagnostics.
How are we gonna unlock my door? The thing's not even plugged in right now because it doesn't even work.
Can you plug it in for me? That's why I'm getting the error code here. I got a 404 error.
I disconnected it from the app, so it's not even programmed into the app anymore.
But do you have power to the lock itself? Not necessarily paired to your phone.
Yeah, the power to the lock is a battery.
Okay, and you're saying it's not paired to the app. You don't have the app on the phone.
Yes, the app's on the phone.
Hang on, I gotta go.
The only way you can unlock the lock is Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You can't unlock it through the internet because the bridge isn't working, and even if the bridge was working right now, it's not paired to the lock.
You ever see?
I unpaired it when I disconnected.
That reminds me, I got a Golden Gate Bridge. let me check this box real quick. And let's see. All right. Do you want to set? You want to try resetting the bridge up with me?
I can hold that button down forever, and it doesn't do anything.
Okay. And are you sure you're pressing hard enough? Is it engaging the button?
It's not a button. It's a sensor. There's
right.
No physical button whatsoever.
Uh huh. Okay. And what does the light do when you try to hit the sensor button?
Nothing. It just continuously does the same thing it does. It's green, and it occasionally goes out, comes back on.
And at what point does it turn red?
It doesn't.
Ooh, okay, there's the problem. All right, let me click this box. All right, the next step, according to the program, is we have to remove it from the door. Because we have to plug it into a laptop or a PC computer and update the firmware.
For what?
The firmware for the lock. That's why the bridge is not resetting.
The lock is not the problem. The lock is not the problem.
Okay.
It's the bridge. A separate device will not reset.
Okay, so you're saying it's not the... Okay, hang on. Let me look in the manual. The bridge. I'm not seeing anything about a bridge. Did you buy this directly from us, or did you buy this from a third-party salesperson?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's probably Amazon or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, we sell through Amazon. Bridge.
I mean, I was going to buy through your company, but your Heroes discount doesn't apply. Every time I try...
Bridge.
I try to use it, but it doesn't work. Yeah.
Oh, were you... okay, bridge. Military, police officer, ambulance, driver...
Military.
Bridge.
But every time I click on it, it tries to just get me to buy a whole new lock setup.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bridge. Yeah, I'm still not seeing this. This is crazy. Bridge. Okay. Here's what we can do. Are you up for having a tech come out and take a look at it for you? It's not going to cost you anything.
If you want to send a tech out, fine.
Okay. Tech. We have availability this coming week if you've got the time.
Yeah, I got the time.
Okay. What day works best for you? Tech. Let's see. Which day would you prefer, Monday through Friday?
Any day is fine.
We have an availability on Monday. Would you like morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
We have afternoon appointments starting at 1 o'clock, moving until 4.
Would you like
1 o'clock? 1 o'clock. Bridge. Type this down. Bridge.
Hey, boss.
Yeah. Boss? Yeah. What's going on?
I can't do that time. I have to go to the jail.
Okay. We'll move it. How does Tuesday work for you, sir?
Tuesday will be fine as well.
Okay, same time?
Sure.
Boss?
What's going on, man?
I have my daughter, quinceañera, that day.
On Tuesday?
I can't go.
On Tuesday?
Yeah. Anytime.
How's Wednesday
work? You tell me what time's good for him, it will be great.
Okay, do you know what time will work for you?
Maybe Saturday, 11 p.m.
He says he can be out there 11 p.m. on Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, he said 11 p.m.
So a week from now?
No. Well, yeah. Next Saturday. A week from now, yes. 11 p.m.
I'm sorry. I have so much work to do on the Civic Blue.
You know what? Don't bother.
Did you try breaking a window to get in when the U-lock malfunctioned?
No.
I would recommend that first before you call back.
What?
Before you call back with your bullshit, I think you should just try breaking a window first.
What?
And then maybe throw your phone through the window and then just never pick it up again. It'll work better. The Bluetooth needs to be reset by smashing it.
You're right. Yeah.
Are you okay?
What the hell is your problem?
Well, you're over here. I'm trying to help you, and you're over here being really aggressive with me. You're talking down to me. You keep telling me like, "Oh, I'm a big military man. You ain't
Can
nothing."
Can I talk to a supervisor?
Yeah, I've got a supervisor. I'll get Ted. God damn it! All right, hang on. I'm gonna transfer you. Hey, Ted. Ted.
Hello.
Hey, yeah. I got this guy on the line. He doesn't know how to work the UTEC on the door. He's got a cheap Brazilian door, I think. But he keeps talking down. Yeah, he keeps talking down to me.
Good enough, you know.
He's just being impatient. Like the light should be steady and stating yellow, and this guy he's just being impatient. He's making it my fault.
What do we always say about that?
But you can talk to him.
Door,
I'll put him on. I got him on hold right now. I got him on hold, and you can talk to him. Like, but I told him I was gonna get the supervisor. But he's got
You're
some anger issues, so I mean, I'll put him on.
Who the hell
Hang
are
on,
you?
I'm gonna patch you in with him, okay? All right, Ted, here he comes.
Well, how the hell would this guy not know that it's?
Hello. Hello.
Who is this?
This is Pico. You say you have a problem with the door lock?
No, don't have a problem. I got a problem with your whole fucking company.
Oh my god, I've never seen someone so pissed over a door lock.
It's not a door lock. That's what he kept saying. I don't know what he was fucking calling it. Not a lock.
I'm happy you suggested Saturday. I was really hoping that was going to happen.
It's Saturday.
11 p.m. on Saturday. He's fucking showing up to do some... I guess Axma said he found the manual for this thing, and the guy's just being impatient as fuck. Like,
oh.
Yeah, he says he found the manual. Said the light should actually stay steady yellow, not green. And he's apparently just not. He's being impatient with the reset process and getting it working.
You got a problem with your whole fucking company.
Only thing he could get out of his mouth was, "It's a bridge. It's the bridge."
So that Lisa, the girl from last week that was at the bar, we said we hit her car outside and she came out and she's like, "Oh, that's not true. You didn't hit my car." And we talked to her. She said she was going to call back. Well, she did call back. Like after the show, she called back several times. And this is one of the calls from her.
What? Well, y'all are the one who's been calling my phone.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Oh, really? Because I can tell you right now, my husband.
Excuse me?
You have sat there and harassed me on my show.
What are you talking about? Y'all are the one who called me first and said all kinds of stuff to me. I've got it all recorded, and I've got everything where y'all called and everything. Y'all called me first.
Motherfucker, what the fuck, you punk-ass bitch?
Oh, it's my boy.
You motherfucker. Won't you tell who you really are?
Fucking loser.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, what do y'all want? Why are y'all calling me for? And how'd you get my phone number?
Meeting you up somewhere, and we'll see what you are, you little bitch.
Motherfucker, I'll meet you anywhere.
Mama, what the fuck you're talking about?
That's what her boyfriend's in jail.
Yeah, I mean, what do y'all want?
Goofy son of a bitch.
What?
You're a fucking illiterate. You got a fucking degree, because I got a fucking degree.
I got a fucking degree.
Oh, honey, yeah, I've got a degree in counseling.
Don't give a fuck where you're from, bitch.
I don't care where you're from either, motherfucker. You don't call me a fucking bitch. Won't you meet me somewhere and when you'll see, bitch?
Yeah, you got a fucking degree from fucking...
He never finishes that sentence.
From where? Huh? Where? Do you know Larry?
Some bullshit Larry. Fucking online bullshit.
Well, I don't know what this is, but y'all are the one who called me first, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck y'all want, and...
What?
Because there's some kind of connection with Larry, because y'all said y'all knew Larry where, and that he was in jail. Yeah, he's in jail.
If you think you're bad, why don't you fucking talk to me then, boy?
God, he's a stupid son of a bitch. What the hell is he talking about?
Let's go do something about it.
Do something about what?
You're talking shit?
Yeah, you're shit.
You're talking shit? You can't back it up, motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
What?
You're a fucking joke. I'm going to tell you right now, buddy.
I'm not your buddy. I'm a girl. I'm not your buddy.
Go get a fucking life. Get a life, you fucking bitch.
Oh, I got one, honey. You need to go get one.
Get a fuck. You calm me down.
You'd be the first motherfucker what? To calm me down.
You would be the first motherfucker to ever calm me down.
What the fuck are y'all talking about? I mean, what the hell is y'all talking about?
I'll tell you that right now.
Fucking loser.
Hey, do you know Larry Ware?
You must be a bad motherfucker if you're going to calm me down.
I am a bad fucking motherfucking bitch.
Yeah, you're a fucking loser, dude.
And don't care to blow your fucking brains out.
You can't even get no pussy or do nothing but harass somebody on TV.
She does go stints when she doesn't say
anything.
Don't you
be a man and tell me who you really are and what you called me for and what do you want, what do you need.
You little punk.
Makes no sense.
You ain't makes shit. Sense. I'm going to tell you right now, motherfucker.
She sits there for a bit, like, dumbfounded about what's going on here. Hang on. Let me see if I get to the... Oh, there it is.
You better...
She sat there for, like, 30 seconds, not saying shit.
Are you there?
You better calm your jet.
Are you there? Can you say anything else besides the same thing over and over again?
Well, I'm going to fucking make something happen, boy.
I'm not a boy.
You see, fucking weirdo.
This is nothing but a recording.
You shut the fuck up, you punk. What are you talking to me about, boy?
Oh, here's a different one. What's up, motherfucker?
Oh, you're... Where are you calling from? A fucking nursing home or a mental facility?
a mental place. Yeah. I'm so fucking crazy.
You're living in a dream world, you fucking geek.
I'm going to have to end it here in a second because she drops the N-bomb. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seems to be her go-to.
I have got the detectives and the state police and the cops right here, and they're recording everything, and I'm going to get it right back to wherever who you are, and you are going to be arrested for all the shit that y'all have said, harassing me and everything else, and calling me out to my vehicle. So have a good day.
Oh, caught it. I got it in time. Caught it in time. Didn't all go through. Didn't all go through. I caught it. Caught it.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, that's where she was going. Apparently, that's a prerequisite down there.
Just started.
When you were going to make a police report down there, that's a prerequisite. You got to drop that N-bomb. I don't think I have the other call. I got those three when she called back when she got... Oh, she's a bot now, by the way. Yeah, yeah. She's her own bot now. Let's open this up.
What's up, motherfucker? Excuse me? You called my phone. I'm returning the call back. Y'all are the one who's been calling my phone. Who is this?
You're gripping the tie.
What are you talking about, Bibby? That sounds like me talking. Yeah. I just want to know.
He's trying to know what.
But what do you are?
Who you really are?
That's me.
Why are y'all call me for? And how'd you get my phone number?
So yeah, she's literally called us no less than a dozen times, and we called her that one time at the bar that was on the show. Never called her again, and she is constantly calling. She's lonely. I think we found out, though, that Larry guy that she was always referencing that's in jail. Well, before she was with Larry, she was fucking Larry's brother. And, Oh, yeah. There was a whole bunch of heated comments on her pictures and stuff with her and Larry, like her brother, like, oh, or his brother, not her brother. That'd be weird. But yeah, immoralhole.com, I think, has the bot. The bot on there available.
That's why she was willing to go to pizza with you.
Right? Yeah, she's lonely. She's single. No, it's
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Good. How you doing? What can I do for you?
Good. It's Dwight down here at the KFC, and we got a complaint, I guess, from the corporate level, saying that you wanted to speak to us about the service that you received the other day.
Didn't request to speak to anybody. I just made a complaint on it.
Oh, I see. Okay, wait a minute. It says Kevin was involved. Well, you were there, but it looks like a Mary or Mary was the one that made the complaint.
Mary, I have a wife named Mary, but she's at the Stagecoach Music Festival out in Indio.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if you two spoke about the situation, but it appears she was the one that made the call.
Oh, well. That's weird. She's been gone for 4 days. So I don't know what. And I was the one that went to KFC. I mean, it was basically went to the drive-thru and it like line wasn't moving. And people started honking. And then basically what was happening was the guy was taking an order and then letting that car come up to the window, serving him, giving them their food and letting them drive it away. Then he would take the next order. So it was like, we don't know what was going on, but the line was backed all the way through the parking lot and everyone's trying to leave. But we're all blocked in. And it was just kind of a weird situation that they were doing one car at a time and completely finishing the transaction with that car and letting them leave before we take an order of another car.
Okay. Well, so, how long would you estimate that you were waiting in line?
Probably close to 10 minutes.
Close to 10 minutes. Okay. Do you remember, did you happen to see what the person in front of you ordered? Because they don't have an itemized list of to really explain why they would have been so busy or why they would have been only helping one vehicle at a time. So I was just wondering if they were just ordering an abundance of food.
The one car, when I first pulled up, there were three cars. And I go, okay, that's not bad. I'll wait. And then I just kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And then after a couple honks, because the back door of the restaurant was open. Mm-hmm. And after a couple honks, then they took the order. And then after they went through, it was a good 3-4 minutes. And then finally came off.
Wait a minute. What day was this?
Two days ago, I believe, or yesterday, or the day before.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. I know what happened here. Kat, she's one of our employees in there. The reason that back door was open, she actually went into labor. She was giving birth on the floor.
Oh, God. Well, congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. So she was supposed That's to be helping great. Serve the chicken and get all the bags put together. But she went into labor and they were literally stepping over her as she was in labor.
Oh, my God. I would have closed the restaurant. I mean,
well, we didn't want to inconvenience everybody. You know, they came through and was trying to get some chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. It was different. So, yeah, it was, that would explain a lot, but,
Yeah. You don't want to hear the worst. I mean, there was a whole complication from the whole thing. Cause we have an employee, Theodore, and he was the one that was actually still running everything while she was in labor. Well, once the baby was born, they handed Theodore to the child, and he forgot that it was a child, and he put it in the deep fryer.
Oh,
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No, foot got burned. Foot got burned.
No. I hope it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
No, I know, dude. You lying.
No, Theodore, you know you did it. The cops said you did it. That's why you have the ankle bracelet on now, Theodore.
It wasn't a baby. It was a potato.
No. Was there at least batter involved so it didn't hurt so much?
Why wasn't there? Theodore, was there batter?
It was the seasoned potato.
The potato don't cry. The potato don't cry.
I don't hear no crying. I had the music on.
He needs more training.
It was a seasoned potato. Putting the fry, I was listening to the salsa music, you know, so I didn't hear no cry.
Was he dancing too or no?
How can a fucking potato dance? What are you, stupid?
Oh, wonderful. Oh.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Have fun.
I want to make him feel bad. I want to make him feel like his fucking chicken was so insignificant as our employee was just giving birth on the floor.
Poor cat. Oh yeah, my goodness. Cat, you had a rough night.
Yeah, cat. Big responsibility you and Matt have now.
Hello?
Hi. I was trying to get a hold of Vicky.
Nobody here by that name.
Oh, I was just calling from McDonald's. She had an unfortunate mishap the other day with our app.
Oh, you want my daughter. Hold on.
Yeah, please.
Hello?
Hi, is that Vicky?
This is Sarah. It was my app. I'm her daughter.
Oh, okay. So I'm the general manager of McDonald's. I actually cover three different locations in this area. I understand you were having a problem with the app at one of our locations.
Yes. Yesterday, I kept trying to place an order, and it kept saying I had insufficient funds, and I was looking at my bank account. I'm like, there's clearly money in it. And by the time I got to McDonald's, because it's just down the street from me, and I'm like, well, the app's not working. I'll just go. Mm-hmm. But by the time I got there, my bank account had been charged, but it still hadn't said that I placed an order.
Okay.
But I even got an online receipt and everything, and McDonald's would not go through with it. They just turned me away.
Okay, so they didn't even offer to make the food that you were charged for.
Not at all. She actually dismissed me very quickly.
Oh, okay. Do you remember who was on duty? Do you remember the employee's name?
No, because they passed me through three different ones, and I went from somebody at the drive-thru to an assistant manager to the manager, and it was an older lady.
Did she have a white shirt on?
It was gray.
The gray
but
shirt.
But not like fully gray.
Well, we color-code our managers. That's why I was wondering what kind of shirt they had on.
Well, actually, come to think of it, she had a jacket on.
Jacket. Was she working drive-thru? That might have been.
No, she was at the front desk. At this point, I had come inside.
Okay.
Because at the drive-thru, they're like, you'll have to call the app. And then I went to go look at my bank account. It said it was charged. And I had gotten an email of the receipt. So I went inside to talk to the manager to show the receipt. And she's like, it's not in my system. And then she immediately started speaking to somebody else in the same breath. I'm like, oh, I guess we're done with me now.
Oh, so she just kind of blew you off and just went about her day then.
Yes. And I had stood in there waiting for a minute, and I wasn't even trying to be in anybody's way. She was dealing with people before me, but I had been passed off a couple times, and I'm assuming it's just because obviously the people in the drive-thru don't know anything about that. Clearly, right. And I'm not upset about that or anything, but
yeah, from the notes that I got, because I did see the location, wrote down some notes here, and let's see here, we get on there. From what I can see, what they wrote, they notated, they said that this account was rate limited due to excessive calorie consumption.
Apparently, I don't even know what that means.
Basically, if I'm getting this, it's saying that the app, it might have been something paired with your phone, detected that you had consumed too many calories in the day and would not allow you to make the purchase due to health initiatives that were launched through the app.
Because I haven't had McDonald's in months. It was supposed to, my mother's on a diabetic and kidney failure diet situation. So sodium packed things are not a frequent thing we eat. And that usually mixes out fast food.
Okay.
More often than not.
Yeah, and it had a code here.
Probably even see from the app, the last time I even ordered was a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah, it said code. It came back with the error code B1GF4TTY. Is the error code that it came back as.
Yeah, no, it just kept telling me insufficient funds, wouldn't place the order, and then I got an email with the receipt, and I was charged, but I couldn't give them a code for the online order because it still was on my app saying it had not been ordered. So.
Right. All right, let me look here. What did you order? What were you attempting to order?
I was using some deals. Like, I was getting the buy one sundae, get another one for 29 cents. There was like a $12 two cheeseburger, 20 nuggets, two fries.
Okay.
And I think I got a couple of drinks and a couple of apple pies.
Okay. What I can probably do, because we have DoorDash drivers coming in quite constantly to pick up orders. I could probably have one of them bring something to you. Do you still want something tonight, or are you kind of over it? Or
I mean, I had ordered this yesterday that I did all of this.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't have the money to pay for this.
No. This is on us.
Oh, I mean, sure.
Okay, because currently they have stopped the fryers and everything for the night. But what I can do is I can box up like two bags of frozen nuggets. We've got some frozen patties.
Okay.
And we can just throw them into one of our meat boxes. And I could probably have a door. If I slipped him a 20, he could probably do something off the clock. But it's not gonna be cooked. It's gonna be frozen.
No, for sure.
All right. So each bag.
Sure.
Yeah. Each bag has like 50 nuggets in there. I could do two bags. Let me type this. I'm just trying to figure out the. Let's see. 50. That's 100 nuggets.
I don't need 50 nuggets for
this. Well, no. This is gonna be 100. This is gonna be 100. It's 50 in a bag.
Jesus.
So it's 100. And do you remember what type of burgers you were ordering?
Just cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger, like McDoubles?
No, they were like, so it was the two cheeseburger with nugget deal that you guys had. It was just cheeseburgers.
Okay, let's see here. I can get you a sleeve of burgers. So that's 10 patties in a sleeve. Because I can't break a sleeve, so I have to give you 10 patties. They come in a sleeve. Give you that.
Okay.
What, you say apple pies?
Yeah, I was getting her a couple of apple pies.
Apple?
Because
like
a little treat.
We have cherry. We have apple. Apple, cherry. Either.
I mean, I wouldn't mind cherry. That's hard to find a cherry.
Cherry, all right. We'll give a case of cherry pies. There's 30 pies in a case. All right. Let me see here. Let me get this. I'm just trying to notate all this.
Okay.
30 pies. And you do know you have to warm those in our oven. You want to make sure to follow the heating instructions on those.
Absolutely.
Or they'll be very, very cold on the inside. So we have this. Okay. All right. Let's see here. And have you had a chance, the new burger, the McSushi that we have out?
The McSushi?
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, let me explain that. It's a Big Mac. It has all the traditional toppings in burger structure. But what we do is, have you ever had a Philadelphia sushi roll?
Yes.
Okay, that goes on
the steak and cream cheese.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that goes on top in place of the lettuce, and then we hit it with some yum yum sauce.
Okay. No, I have not had that.
That will construct for you. I don't want you messing around with it. I don't want to send all the individual components for it and have you try to figure it out. We have professionals here. And they'll go ahead and they'll put that together. Drinks. You were getting drinks. I forgot about the drinks.
Yeah, we were getting Coke Zeros.
Coke Zeros.
Or Sprite Zeros. Jesus Christ. I'm
sorry. Do you have a CO2 bottle there by any chance?
No, I do not.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
Well, I say because I got the syrup boxes. I've got the boxes of syrup, but if you don't have the CO2, the CO2 tank,
I would have nothing
not
to do with those, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. We could probably do a bucket of cola. Let's see here. I'm just trying to think of what we have that we have a lid for. Got it. Our pickle jars. All right, I'll fill one of the pickle jars with Coke Zero. I'll make sure to wash it out really nice. I don't want you to have any type of pickle aftertaste.
Okay.
You know what? You think it's weird, but I actually have a friend outside of work. She actually drinks all of her beverages from used pickle jars.
Oh, no, I'm not upset about the pickle jar. I totally get the pickle jar. I'm not upset at all, actually, for the record. Not upset at all. I've not had this happen ever before.
Okay.
Giggling to me.
Fries. Did we cover fries?
I did have fries. It was like the thing was fries, nuggets, and two cheeseburgers, and then I got two drinks, two sundaes.
Let me tell you this right now, and I'm being honest, and I shouldn't tell you this, but I think our fries are just plain dog bleep. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get you.
how do you feel about Wendy's fries?
Wendy's fries are pretty cool. I like them.
They're pretty good. You know what? I'm just going to bring you this stuff myself. I'm not even going to bother with the DoorDash driver. I'm going to apologize in person. So I'll make a stop. I'll get some fries. What type of wine goes with nuggets?
We do not do alcohol in the shop.
No. Oh, is there a problem with addiction?
No. My mother's just, like I said, poor health.
Oh, no, I meant for you.
Oh, I don't drink because I don't like to. It's not an issue with addiction. I just understand.
Cannabis?
Yes.
Cannabis. Okay. Well, I mean, to each their own. I've got a little bit in my car. It's actually a very high yield THC. I have one of these nice little vape pens. I've got flower as well. If you want some flower.
You don't have to do all that.
Well, no. I just feel super bad. Like we hire these low IQ people to, you know, you would hope that they would do a good job for you in your absence. But what do you prefer? Do you prefer a pen, flour? What about sugars? You do dabs?
I usually do flour.
Flour.
Personally, at Old School.
You like to roll it yourself, or you like pre-rolls?
Yeah, I like rolling it myself. I love pre-rolls, but rolling it myself is usually what I do because it's more cost-effective.
right. And you get to monitor what's in there. You like somebody tries to get stems and seeds in there.
I used to work at a dispensary, so I'm pretty.
Oh, did you?
Picky about that kind of shit. So.
Oh, okay. Not a gummies girl.
Not picky with weed. Edibles just don't do anything for me.
Oh. Oh, okay. I get blown. Usually if I got to go to a location, I eat like 50 milligrams of gummies before I go in. And cause I don't want to remember any faces, any employees, any conversations I have with them.
Yeah. I get that 100%.
Yeah. So let's look here. Okay, so I'm going to make that stop. How much marijuana do you think this will make, you know, things all right between us?
Everything is just fine. Like, you really don't have to go through all
no,
of
no,
that.
No, I want to. No, I want to. I feel obligated.
Do you do this for everybody who has a complaint?
I don't, but you have just a fantastic voice. So I'm going the extra mile.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's see here. Do any other drugs?
Nope.
No other drugs. Okay. I'm just checking. Sometimes weed doesn't do it for everybody.
No, completely.
Yeah.
I'm pretty content with weed.
Weed. Okay. Let's see here. You know what? I'm gonna just come over and I'm gonna give you the keys to the local McDonald's.
Are we getting fucked with right now?
What do you mean? No, I want to give you the keys and let you come down and pick what you want. If you want to take a deep fryer, that's fine. I don't really need this location anymore anyway. Everyone's getting fired sooner than later.
No, I'm good with it. I don't need the keys.
Oh, you know what? You know what would be the grand prize? You want an ice cream machine that never works? She fucking hung up on that. The fucking broken ice cream machine got her.
That was it?
The fucking broken ice... No, just offered every fucking thing in the store.
Frozen nuggets and patties and 30 cherry pies.
She offered... My gosh, you needed a truck just to bring that delivery, Dwight. You could have had a truck wreck on the way.
Oh, I could have brought the big truck. Bring the fucking big truck into it.
You could have told her she could have won a day working as a McDonald's employee.
Well, that's a prize.
You get to shadow her, please.
That lady was nuts.
You could even put her mom to work.
I mean, I feel sorry for her mom. She's got all those health issues, but we don't do alcohol in here, but she's cool with just all kinds of weed. She needs to live life. She needs to do the weed and alcohol in conjunction with one another. Really liven the house up. Really make that place jump. I had somebody tell me that that lady needs a friend desperately. She needs a friend. She needs to phone a friend, and I'm not it.
Hello?
Hi, is Christina available, please? Or Nicholas, either one.
This is she.
Hi. I'm calling from over here at Straight Talk.
Yeah.
And we got a notification through our social media department that apparently you and Nicholas were very unhappy with some sort of issue. Were you transferring of lines? Something about not being able to keep your old phone?
Yes. Okay. Actually, what happened was I was with Walmart Family Mobile.
Right.
And when I went to pay my bill, they had said that my phone was no longer valid from them switching to Verizon. So I ordered a phone through Straight Talk.
Okay.
And the plan. And I got it and I activated it. Broke. But the service in my area.
Welfare. Yes.
I don't get service.
Okay, so you're unable, now with the other provider, were you able to get service? Was it a good?
Yes, it was perfect.
Perfect. Okay, that's really weird, because we do run off of the same towers, because all we do is we all lease together and split the payments. That's how it kind of works this day. Nobody's putting up their own individual tower, so it's not cost effective.
Right.
Give me a second here, I'm going to pull this up. So did you end up having to buy the new phone, or did you not go through with getting the new phone, or what happened there?
Yes, I bought the new phone and I activated it, mm-hmm. and I put my plan on it.
Right. All right.
And then I noticed that my data kept going down.
Right.
And then I noticed that I don't have service to use it.
Right.
So I called them and I said, look, in order to use my phone in my house, right now I have one bar. I can't move from a certain spot or else I have no service. I said, and then when I'm out and about in my own town, I literally have to go to State College, Pennsylvania, which is 40 minutes away to have service.
Okay. State College. Isn't that where all the, college kids got molested in the locker room?
Yeah. Penn State.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I thought I heard of that town before. Let's see here. And how much did the phones cost in total?
$200 and what were they each? It was $238, I think.
$238, and that was a piece?
Yes.
Okay, and how many phones did you get?
Two.
Okay. All right, let's look here. And you do realize you signed up for the plan that you actually share all the data with everybody within a 5-mile radius?
No, I would never want that.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a cost savings plan. It's on here. Basically, everyone in the 5 mile radius is allotted 1 terabyte of data, and you all share that. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, no, I would never want that. I mean, I depend on my data for my job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. DoorDash driver?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's see here. And take a look here. While I'm taking a look at this, how is the DoorDash driving market?
It's good. We left our other jobs to Dash full time, so you get like our starting $17 an hour, but it can go clear up to like $30 depending on how busy they are.
How busy? Right. Are you just a contractor still then, or have they moved to employing people directly for DoorDash now?
No, you still just, it's on your own schedule.
Contractor.
And like we do Penn State University, like we do the entire campus.
Okay. All right.
So we're like always in that area there.
Okay. Looking right here. Yeah, this is just really weird. They have you signed up over, I've never heard of this plan before. It's the BBP plan. Give me just a second. Let me find out. What does this mean? BBP. They have you under what's labeled as a broke bitch plan. What is this?
Okay. I have no idea.
I've never seen this before. I've never even seen that code, let alone. Okay. When did this happen? And you don't remember signing up for anything labeled as such?
No, what did you say it stood for again?
BBP is what it has it labeled. It says Plan BBP, and I'd never seen it before. So that's why I had to go in and look into the codes. I had to actually search what BBP stood for, and it says it's the Broke Bitch Plan.
Nope, I've never.
Wow. I wouldn't think they would even put that word into the codes. I mean, what if a customer came across that? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Wow. That's atrocious. What I can do, I could probably pump in some more data to your phone.
Okay.
Because it does appear everybody in that area, and it may be because of college, because I don't know how close you are to the college. But if you're in a more highly populated area, and you're in that plane, and you're all sharing data, your data is going to run out a lot quicker than normal. Like if you were at home or doing normal usage. Especially
right.
If you're going to get by the college, they're all the TikToks and all of that stuff. I mean, they're just going to drain it.
Right.
I don't know how that would last more than a day. Did you update your signal, like the signals, the tower locator signals?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess I only have one solution. We got to try to rebind the circuitry. Like we have to upgrade the. All right. When's the last time the firmware was updated? Was it when you purchased it?
I think so, yeah.
It would have done its initial download. It should be up to date. How long ago did you buy these?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah, that should have been updated. If not right away, it should have been done within 2 weeks. Usually it runs in the background. But we're going to have to force an update. Do you have a microwave?
Yes.
All right. What I need you to do, go look and see what time it is, because usually those run off of the universal clocks now. And that should have the most accurate time.
It's 11:54.
11:54. Okay. Let me have you open up the door and put the phone inside of the microwave.
Can you tell me who you are?
Yeah, my name is Dwight, and I'm with the Straight Talk.
I really know that you're not, so I'm asking who you are.
Right. I mean, I can give you an employee ID number if that makes you feel more at ease.
No, I feel pretty at peace because I'm screen recording the phone call.
I'm not sure what screen recording is.
Oh, Well, it means that you're being recorded.
Well, you are too for quality and training purposes.
Of course. Mine's for legal ramifications if need be.
Well, I'm sorry. What are the legal ramifications? I'm doing my job.
Well, you called me at almost midnight, which is not what they do.
Well, you're over here in India currently. There is a time zone difference.
I'm well aware of it, but I'm also aware that whoever you are.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell that? Can you please ask that woman in the background to please pipe down?
Would you like to talk to him?
Is that Nicholas? Yeah, is that Nicholas?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm okay.
Did you have some input into this situation, or are you just going to sit back there? Be a backseat telephone driver?
Well, as it stands, I mean, you know, I'm kind of confused about why you would call that almost midnight, considering Straight Talk closed at 11:45.
I have explained. I'm in India, and we have a time zone difference.
But even with the time zone difference, if I call you at 11:45.
Hello? You have an echo on your line. I think they called in from another number. I think they called in from they called in from one of their other phones. Yep, that's what happened.
John Chris Moto.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Good.
Listen, I have a problem in the room right now. I've been drinking and I've had 6 hard-boiled eggs. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so I need some help because I did a bad thing. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I do masonry work on the weekdays. I brought a bag of cement up with me and it broke open and fell in the toilet. And now the toilet's clogged up with the cement, and when I flush...
Why would you throw cement in the toilet, sir?
Well, I'm not. I brought it in so it didn't get wet outside.
Why you throw it in the toilet? You know what cement does in water?
I have no idea. What does it do?
There's nothing we can do about that, sir. I can't change the room.
I'm trying to flush it down the toilet. It's spilled in there.
It can't go down the toilet. Cement doesn't get harder than water, sir.
It was an accident. Oh, shit. This water's coming up now.
Okay. What's your room number?
I gotta take a shit. I got hard-boiled eggs in me and liquor. I'm gonna flush it down some more.
What's your room number, sir?
Ah, fuck. The water's coming up. Why does this water keep coming up on the floor?
What's the room number?
Hang on. I gotta go check out the toilet situation.
What's your room number?
Where I find that? I've been drinking there, homeboy. I'm a little drunk.
Yonkers Motel.
Hey, you hung up there, buddy. I'm in the toilet now. See, the
what's
water.
Your room number?
I'm in 215. Look at this water. It just keeps coming up. I got to blow
what's
my...
What's your name?
Oh, my name...
What's your name?
My name is Kevin. Hang on.
Is who?
I'm going to sit... Hang on. I got to sit down. These eggs are going to make an exit. Now, what do you need to know from me?
What's your name?
My name is Kevin.
We don't have that name here, sir.
K-E-V-I-N.
You said you're on room 215?
Yeah.
No, there's nobody. That's not the name in 215.
Yeah, it's me in 215. I didn't rent the room. You just asked me what my name is.
Okay.
It's probably under the construction company. Oh, my God, these
there's
eggs.
Nothing we can do, sir.
These eggs.
I have no rooms to change you.
Listen, I couldn't hold it. Now I made poo-poo caca in the toilet with the cement.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Can I order 1 chicken tikka masala?
This is not the... We don't do food.
Is there a way to order a marachod to my room?
Order what?
Marachod to my room.
What is that?
Motherfucker.
Pardon?
I'm trying to order 1 motherfucker to my room.
I really don't... What's your room number?
I'm in 215.
2:15.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Who is that?
I'm looking. Listen, I need one motherfucker to come to my room.
What do you mean?
Do you know? Do you know what fuck and sex is? Sex and fucking.
Where are you staying? What hotel?
I'm staying at the Hyatt.
The Hyatt, which one? The one in Yonkers?
Yeah, Yonkers. Dude, can you tell me though? Can you tell me, like, how do you send fuck? How do you send fuck to my room?
But what floor are you?
2.
So open the door. I think they are the whatever you need is at the door or something like that.
Yeah, they took my door. Someone stole my door.
Oh, for your room?
Yeah. I was sleeping. I woke up. Door is gone.
So your door is open?
Yeah, my door was stolen and gone, and then there was a turd in my toilet.
So your room don't have a door?
Yeah, and then someone pooped in my toilet.
So you say you're in room 215?
Yeah. And then someone smeared poop all over the wall. Someone pulled poop out of my ass and then smeared it on the wall. It wasn't me. It was not me.
So wait a minute. I'm gonna check, okay?
So no, listen. I was sleeping. Someone opened my door, and while I was sleeping, they came. They pulled down my pajama pants. They pulled the poop out of my ass, and then they smeared it on the wall.
So come outside. Come in the hallway.
But I'm scared. I'm scared.
But you said. So, and what's your name?
My name is Dwight. I'm scared.
Your name is.
I'm scared.
And what's your first name?
Dwight. My name is Dwight.
No, I don't have a...
I'm scared.
I don't see you at my hotel, sir.
I'm scared. Somebody took the poop from my butt.
You know, I'm at my hotel, so I don't know what to... So stop playing games, okay?
No, some guy left...
I'll send you the cops.
Shut up.
Okay, I'll send you the cops.
Stupid monkey.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
You know that this hotel.
I'm at the hotel.
So come outside.
No, the butthole bandit is out there.
Who?
The butthole bandit. He signed a card. He signed a Christmas card and he left it in my room.
Yeah, and I went to your to 215. There's nobody there.
No, you didn't. You didn't come to my room. No, you lie. You lie.
Yes. What's your room number?
215.
What's your cell phone number?
My cell phone number? You have my you have it. It's on the call ID?
No. No, it doesn't come out of the call ID here. We don't have that.
But I thought you said you had my number and you were going to call the cops.
No, I'm talking about your cell phone. I don't have your cell phone number. I have your room number. You said 215.
Yeah. Just give the cops. Never mind. Don't do that. Tell the cops. I'm going to call the cops. Tell them somebody pulled poop out of my ass.
Okay. I'm going to put them on refold, okay? And I'm going to tell my coworker to come upstairs and help you.
Is he gonna pull poop? Is he gonna pull poop out of my ass? So this is like, how long is this? It's like 7 minutes. But what it is you'll get it. He's basically being the middleman and fucking with these people, but he's having us play his part. So check this out.
Hi girls, what's like the weirdest thing you've seen on here?
Weirdest thing we've seen?
Mm-hmm.
Pee-pees.
Same, but. Like, what's, like, the weirdest thing, like, besides that? Cause, like,
I think the last one just came on the camera.
Oh, no, I seen one
that... But I skipped. I was like, oh. But I think, yeah, it's...
No, because I've seen actually...
Wait, girls, did he come on the camera, like, on purpose towards you?
No, just because he was coming, I think.
Yeah, we just happened to be there.
Yeah, we just happened to get in that moment.
It looks like you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. I understand how that is. My husband cheated on me last year because I came on him. Like, I came in the room on him.
Oh.
Yes. With a woman. It hurt. Anyways, girls, what's your name?
Wait. I don't want to go too deep if you don't want to, but like...
I'll go into it. His name's Dwight. He has a receding hairline. I loved him to bits and pieces. He really was my rock. We were together for 3 years. And I loved him.
No.
That's so sad.
No. Honestly, no, you deserve better.
You deserve way better.
You deserve so much better. Yeah.
It's just it's just like Dwight, he knew me. He knew me, and like, he did that to me. It's whatever, girls.
Screw it.
It's whatever. That's what I'm saying.
I can find him and I can kill him. No, not kill him.
Let's not talk about Dwight. Let's talk about you. Okay. What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Pleasure to meet you, Karen. And what's your name?
My name is Sam.
Hi, Sam and Karen. Look.
Hi.
All I want to say is this. Men are truly, they aren't shit.
Mm-mm. We hate them. We all hate men. All men except
all
you.
All men except you.
And girls.
Unless.
All I'm saying is this. If your man is giving you the cold shoulder, just know.
Wait.
Oh my God. Sorry. I've seen so much pee-pee tonight. I'm actually just proud to actually meet two fellow females. What's going on?
You want to see my pee-pee? JK!
Karen and Sam, I had a lot more, like, I feel like you could have done a little better.
I knew it.
What? How are you guys doing tonight?
It's good to see you. What? This is too funny. He's white? White?
Hello.
He's white? White?
How do you know my name?
It is Dwight! We love you!
How do you know my name?
You hurt our friends. His feelings are broken.
You're friends with John?
Yeah. Yes. And you cheated on him? And you were his rock in his life. And he's
but he doesn't understand.
No. I hope you know what you did.
It wasn't a real woman. That's
did.
Just what he doesn't understand. It wasn't a real woman. It was just Tyler with a wig on.
Well, Tyler. We didn't find Tyler yet.
We'll find Tyler.
We find him. And we tell him.
No,
and
listen,
then we go
if you
back.
See, if you, John blocked, he blocked me on social media. He won't return my calls. He won't return my texts. If you run across him again, tell him he's my rock. I know him inside and out, physically and emotionally.
You are going to hurt him more.
Yeah. What's the difference between a woman and Tyler?
Nothing.
Literally. You're still cheating.
It's still cheating. Even if it wasn't like the woman, you cheated on him with another person. And that doesn't matter. It matters so much. And you shatter his whole life.
Shattered.
And he's literally so close to do it.
Why are you yelling it?
Okay, I have a question for you. Why?
Literally, just why?
I want to know why.
I'll hear you out.
Yeah.
Why?
We don't talk between. Just tell us why.
I was feeling distant because he was working a lot. And, I mean, he was paying the mortgage on our house. And it was our starter home. It was the only house that we've ever lived in together. We never lived together until we moved in. It's just, he bought a bunch of bonsai trees and they all died. Like he was he was my bald Mr. Miyagi.
He did kind of like that. Yeah.
I love him so much.
Well, you should have thought about that before you went with Tyler.
I'm gonna go walk into traffic.
Hello!
Oh my God, how are you doing?
How are you feeling better?
No? Okay, hear us out. We found Dwight, and
he said it wasn't really a woman. It was Tyler with a wig on. But we told him. It doesn't matter. It's still cheating.
It's still cheating.
And then you know what he said? He's truly in love with you.
He truly feels bad.
Yeah, but we said it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because you're shattered in pieces.
Shattered.
Now, girls, let me say this. Isn't this, like, so much fun? And Omegle sucks. And this is just the most entertaining probably it's ever going to get for us.
I love you.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just want to let you know that Tyler was the man with the white claws in the background.
White claws?
Yeah, yeah. The first one that popped up with the white claws in the background. Yeah. He's a whore. He got fucked by Dwight. And he did it intentionally because he knew it hurt my feelings.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And that was that. So, yeah, that all...
Hi.
Trying to get rid of that. That all transpired last night.
That was hilarious.
The shenanigans.
It was fucking hilarious. We were trying to skip through to keep the whole party line thing going, just... So much fun over there because I don't have to do a bunch of shit. I don't have to plan for anything. It's basically I pop on the screen on his shit and I just got to start making up stuff like we do here. But I don't have to do any of the planning. Yeah. I don't have to do any of the production work for it.
Thank you for calling the Best Lesson Plus show. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm in my room and I'm having some difficulty. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been drinking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went... you know the sandwich place Subway?
Sandwich place Subway nearby?
No, you know the place though, right? Like the
I know the place Subway, yes.
Yeah. I went and I got a BLT combo footlong on wheat. And I come back in my room and I tripped. I was trying to take a bite and I tripped and my sub ended up in the toilet, and and I wasn't gonna eat it, cause that's gross. But I wasn't gonna put my hand in the water either. So I flushed the toilet, and now the toilet plugged up, cause it's got a foot long BLT on wheat in it.
Oh. Okay.
And now when I flush the toilet. The water goes up instead of going down.
Okay, so first things first, don't flush the toilet again.
Flush the toilet?
Just leave it alone. All right.
No, I told you it goes up instead of down.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your room number?
I find the room number? I'm intoxicated.
1 second. Can I get your last name?
Last name is Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah. Why is this
Johnson
thing
Kelsey?
Why is it still doing this?
I'm going to send security up to assist you. Just give me one
second. I don't need security. I need a plumber. Send Mario.
So, yes, there's no maintenance for overnight, which is why we can't assist with the toilet.
Yeah.
However, if you need any... Can you please stop flushing the toilet, please, sir?
Flush the
it's
toilet?
It's going to overflow, sir.
Is that what this water on the floor is all about?
Yes, sir.
Hang on. I'm trying to prove a point to you. See, when I go, I hit...
Yes, I completely understand
your
point.
See, the water comes up like this.
Yes, can you... You need to stop flushing it for the water
I'm
to
trying,
stop coming
oh,
up.
Oh, excuse me. No, it comes. I gotta go to the bathroom. Hang on.
If you want to use the bathroom, you can come down to the lobby.
I don't have time. I'm gonna have to use it right now. I'm gonna have to use the floor.
One second, sir.
Oh no, the other end wants to play now. Oh, no. Oh, that pee smells like asparagus.
Hello, sir?
The other end wants to play now. I'm sorry. I'm drunk. Don't tell anybody. I'm drunk.
It's okay, sir.
What are we gonna do about this? Because the water's still coming up. Oh, it's coming back.
You need to stop flushing the toilet.
The poo came back at me. It tried to re-enter.
Sir.
I'll pinch it off.
You need to stop flushing the toilet, sir.
I don't want to try to flush the toilet, but if you do, tell me. I'll
don't,
do it.
Don't.
It still goes up. Nothing has changed. It is still broken. Hello?
Yes, sir.
It's still broken.
Can you evacuate the restroom?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me go out here. I'm out of the restroom. I'm in where the bed is.
Okay, good. So I just sent security up to assist you because you need some assistance.
Wait a minute. What room am I in?
You are either in 701 or 703. I just sent my security up.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But listen, hang on. I'm going to put the phone down. I think I hear someone knocking, okay?
Yes,
hang
that's
on.
Security.
No, don't hang up. Don't leave me. I'm scared. Don't leave me. I'll be right back.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
Yes. Please. Sir, please refrain. Please evacuate the restroom, please.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
I have news from the general at the front. The toilet is still broke.
Yes, it is broken. So you need to evacuate the restroom.
I'm out of the rest. Go back in? I don't think that's advisable.
No.
There's a lot of water.
Do not.
All right, I'm back in here. What do I do now?
Evacuate. Leave.
I don't want to poop anymore.
You need to leave the restroom. Get out of the restroom.
I mean, you tell me to evacuate. I'll sit down. But
no, leave.
I've never had a woman command me to do this before.
Give me 1 second, sir.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get someone to assist, okay?
I don't need help pooping. I do it fine.
It's not about you using the restroom, sir. It's nothing like that.
I poop fine.
Give me 1 second, sir. I'm not going to hang up the phone, okay?
I've been pooping since day one. Chocolate fountain. The acoustics in here are wonderful. I'd be on American Idol. I'm too good for the voice, though. They wouldn't let me out of that show. Chocolate fountain.
Steve?
Hey, you've been in his bathroom a while, huh? Where are you in here?
Have you done what she told you to do? She said to evacuate your bowels.
She wants me to do what?
She wants you to evacuate your bowels.
My bowels?
Yeah. Evacuation.
We can. I don't know where she's at. Ma'am, I found a man in my bathroom.
There's a man in here. Hello? Hello, ma'am. I can't evacuate properly by myself. I'm scared.
Need more fiber. It'll help you evacuate.
I don't know, but I have God in my head, and he's telling me, God says, keep flushing the ass with towels. God is the brand of vodka I drink tonight. God's vodka.
Flush first.
Is the blood? Is the blood of Christ, but without the blood.
Compels you to flush.
Yeah, it's just soothing. It's like listening to nature, just listening to that flush.